After years as a rebel, Hossein al-Muhajir is back in the Chadian capital in N'Djamena. A member of the armed group National Concord Movement, his faction was one of more than 40 which recently signed a peace agreement with the government.
We saw through the negotiations that lasted for 5 months that the best options for us as a political armed group is peace. There is no better option. The conflict has been going on for a long time and many people have been affected.
The deal between Chad's military government and the armed groups signed in Qatar's capital Doha have led to talks on the country's political future. They're scheduled to start on Saturday after years of turmoil, a crisis that worsened last year when Mohamed Idris Deby took power after the death of his father, defying the constitution. The talks are set to last for up to 3 weeks. Among the issues to be discussed are the constitution and a timeline for national elections. While many groups are expected to take part in the dialogue, others have rejected it, including the main armed group, Front for Change and Concord, which fought in the battle against the government last year that killed then-President Idris Deby. The government says it hopes those not taking part in the talks will join soon.
This is the first time we're having an inclusive dialogue that includes political parties and civil societies, and where the armed groups are not there for one-on-one agreements. The Doha agreement paved the way for this. The door is still open for those who have not signed to join in the talks.
The years of conflict have taken a toll on civilians. Bushara Ahmed is a survivor of fighting between government and rebel groups in the capital in 2008.
We couldn't walk on the street. There were bodies everywhere of soldiers or rebels or innocent people. We had to flee to a town far away where we struggled with food and water because there were too many of us. So I hope these talks bring stability.
With nearly half the population living in poverty and hundreds of thousands still displaced, many others also share the same hopes, even if some have refused to join the process for peace. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, N'Djamena.